This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Ruling coalition parties agree to hold local level election on slated date. Health Ministry administering booster doses against coronavirus from 19 vaccination centres in Kathmandu. And twin quakes in Afghanistan kill at least 12 people in poorest areas. Now, the news in detail. The ruling coalition parties have agreed to hold local-level elections within the deadline determined by the constitution and law. CPN Maoist Centre leader Dev Bahadur Gurung told that the meeting of the High-Level Political Coordination Committee formed to help the government, held at the official residence of the Prime Minister, Balwatar, today, focused on the election-related issues. Sharing that the leaders who participated in the meeting suggested holding the local level election on the slated time as per the provision of the constitution and law, Gurung added that the discussion was also held on how to face challenges of COVID-19. Similarly, the meeting discussed on how to conduct the National Assembly member selection scheduled for January 26, a success despite the challenges of COVID-19 infection. Top leaders of the ruling coalition parties, Nepali Congress, CPN Maoist Centre, CPN Unified Socialist, Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal and Rashtriya Janamorcha were present in the meeting coordinated by the Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President, Sher Bahadur Deoba. Chief Minister of the Madhes province, Lal Babu Raut, has said a big dream of the Madhesi people has been realised with the naming of province number 2 as the Madhes province. Chief Minister Raut said the great dream of the Madhesi people has been fulfilled, with the name and the capital of the province being passed by more than two-thirds support in the provincial assembly. Similarly, the chairperson of the Janata Samajwadi Party, Upendra Yadav, has said naming province number 2 as Madhes province has honoured the Madhes movement. On the occasion of the naming of the province, the Madhes province has announced a public holiday for today. Province number 2 got its name as Madhes province and Janakpur Dham as its capital 4 years after the formation of the provincial government. The Ministry of Health and Population is administering booster doses against coronavirus from 19 vaccination centres in the Kathmandu district. Joint spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, told that those working in the front line will be administered booster doses from 19 places in the Kathmandu Valley. The ministry has requested all concerned to carry their vaccination card for the booster dose. In the wake of the rapid spread of coronavirus across the country, the Simcoat Airport in Humla district has set up a health desk and holding center. Flights are conducted to different cities, including Nepalganj, from this airport. The health desk and holding center was established with the coordination of Simcoat Rural Municipality and Health Service Office. Likewise, the Sandikharkar municipality in the Argakhanchi district has closed down its services for 5 days after 16 employees, including the mayor, contracted coronavirus. According to the Chief Administrative Officer Narayan Arial, the municipality office halted service delivery except for the essential ones, as Mayor Kamal Prasad Bhusal and a dozen of employees tested positive for coronavirus. Chief Administrative Officer Arial further said that the municipality dwellers were urged to adopt safety protocol and stay alert given the rising cases of coronavirus along with a new variant, Omicron. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of the country. There are chances of light snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 4.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 17.6 degrees Celsius. Currently, there is a general influence of westerly wind in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Officials say at least 22 people have been killed so far after back-to-back earthquakes struck the west of Afghanistan yesterday. According to the data from U.S. Geological Society, USGS, the 4.9 and 5.3 magnitude quakes affected the northwest province of Badghis, where it caused houses and building collapse. A spokesperson told the AFP news agency that four children were among those found dead in the rubble. They added more than 700 houses had been damaged. Earthquakes can cause significant damage in Afghanistan, where many dwellings are not as stable or well built. The British Defense Secretary has said Britain is supplying Ukraine with short-range anti-tank missiles for self-defense after Russia amassed about 100,000 troops on its border. Defense Secretary Ben Wallace told members of Parliament a small team of British troops would also be sent to Ukraine to provide training. He said there was legitimate and a real cause for his concern. The Russian troops could be used for an invasion. Russia denies any invasion plans and accuses the West of aggression. The first batch of light anti-armor weapons was sent yesterday, although the Defense Secretary did not specify the type. Hong Kong police say two former flight attendants have been arrested and charged for allegedly breaking the city's coronavirus restrictions. Police said the two had conducted unnecessary activities when they should have been in home isolation. The both later tested positive for the fast-spreading Omicron variant. The airline they worked for has not been named, but it comes after Cathay Pacific fired two air crews who were suspected of breaching COVID rules. Cathay Pacific, which is Hong Kong's flagship carrier, has faced claims that its air crew was responsible for the initial spread of Omicron in the city. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling coalition parties agree to hold local level election on slated date. Health Ministry administering booster doses against coronavirus from 19 vaccination centers in Kathmandu. And twin quakes in Afghanistan kill at least 12 people in poorest areas. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.